This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Someone that we've been talking to for 4 or 5 years now, multiple times a year, because the Chiefs and Bills just play every year, sometimes multiple times a year. It's Mike Schoepp from WGR 550 in Buffalo. Mike, great to have you on again. And yeah, here we go again, man.
Here we go again. It's like a division rivalry almost, with even higher stakes. I'm old enough to remember the Bills and Chiefs playing twice a year in the 80s because they both finished last in five-team divisions, and that's how the schedule worked back then. I went to a game between these teams in 1986. So anyway, too long ago to talk about or care about. But yeah, I mean, here we go again is right. And the likelihood of a playoff rematch really makes the importance of this game interesting to talk about.
Absolutely. The number one seed we'll get into as well. One thing we were discussing before we had you on was the stadium conversations here in Kansas City as it relates to the Chiefs and the Royals. This thing's been going on for a couple of years, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but your guys have a new stadium that's already, you know, I don't know, 25% done or more or something like that. How did that all play out, and why is that stadium is outdoor, and how come no retractable roof?
I mean, those are good questions, and the politics of it all, I don't know how many of those questions I could answer, but they figured out a way for most of the stadium to be public money, of course, just what we all need in the world is more football stadiums that'll be used 10 times a year, you know, and
they'll put some concerts there. Come on.
It's outdoors, though.
Not here. I mean, a couple, maybe, hopefully, but they wanted to keep the, quote, integrity of the Bills stadium experience. But they are, there's a partial roof, like they're covering some of it, and it's supposed to be ready by week one of 26.
Okay.
So the Bills have the rest of this year. It's mostly up. I mean, it's kind of cool to look at. Every week you'll see on Sunday, the networks show the progress of the stadium. So the Bills will play in their current stadium next year, and then they'll move.
When you look at what the Chiefs and Bills are, I guess that's what you said. Hey, for the future potential matchup, even in Buffalo, a team that is 3-1 against Kansas City in the regular season, you must admit that this game, from a if you beat the Chiefs, doesn't say anything about what happens later.
I don't know. It depends what it looks like, right? I mean, if this, for some reason, this game isn't close, then we'll have certain takeaways that we wouldn't otherwise have. The standings are the whole thing. Like, if the Bills win, they're one loss behind the Chiefs for the top seed, and they'll have beaten them, which makes that very much in play. The betting markets still don't think there's really that much of a chance anyway, the way it looks to me. Like,
yeah,
they still, the over-under on Kansas City is 14.5 with the schedule the Chiefs have, but you never know. There's so much of the season left. The Bills have to play this game like it means a lot. So, I mean, I would not fault them for that. And if they lose, then it's kind of over for the one seed, which makes, for one thing, our job's interesting down the stretch. You'll have the undefeated chase. The Bills are almost a lock for the AFC East already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody else has even 4 wins in the division. The Bills have 8, and they've swept Miami. It would have to be the Bills. I mean, guys, if the Bills lost their next 4 games, Kansas City, San Francisco, Rams, Lions, they would still be the division favorite after that. So what we talk about, what they have to shoot for in that eventuality, we'll see if we get there. But if Buffalo wins the game, then they're going hard for the one seed, and with good reason.
The problem is, if Buffalo loses the game, then the one seed's done. Like week 11, and it's done. Right. The Chiefs are the one seed, right?
Right. I mean, three losses behind with the tiebreaker and Kansas City schedule. Then it becomes for the Chiefs a matter of going undefeated. This would have to be their hardest game left. They're underdogs. So,
right.
I don't know. It's a question for you guys, like just how serious a thing that is. But it could be, it seems like it should be something that matters to teams.
No doubt. I think for us, it's been, hey, if they can get past this one, then I'll really start the undefeated conversation. Until then, it's a fun thing to look at. But you got to get through this one first. And along those same lines, then how confident are you guys in Buffalo in this Bills team this go around? If you compare it to the playoff matchup going in last year or the regular season game here at Arrowhead where you guys won, how would you rate the confidence compared to those?
Well, I think the fan base is different than I am on this one. What I tend to hear from analysts, I talked to Rob Gronkowski a couple of days ago and name drop, sorry.
And yeah, slide that in there. No problem. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Gronk. Mm-hmm. I call him Gronk.
They must hate him in Buffalo.
Not really. He's born here. So
oh, okay.
He makes a point that a lot of people make, the fans like to make, which is it's more promising this year because this really is naming Diggs without saying his name, that there's less selfishness, you know, that everybody's involved. It's more of a team than maybe it was in the past. I don't really go for that so much. It's true that Diggs' production late in seasons fell off. And so, I mean, in that Chief game, that last drive in the playoffs, Allen, I think, went 6 for 9 on that drive. He went 0 for 3 to Diggs. Like that, his misses, or maybe it was, you know, at least to a point on that drive. Anyway, like, so he has had tough second halves the last 2 years, and they could be right that having a more balanced attack is better for them. I just tend to think I'd rather have the alpha. I'd rather have the guy that you have to double team like the Chiefs did in the playoffs, Hopkins. You know, I'd rather have that. But it's good vibes with the Bills. I mean, they're 8-2. They've had injuries. They've gotten through it. The division is in shambles. So I think there's plenty of optimism. Overall, though, it's still, because of the history, it's muted. It's just not off the rails here for excitement until they beat this team in the playoffs. Not even Sunday. Like, it really, the playoff script has to change. And then, I mean, the roof blows off this town. But because there have been these losses, I think everybody is kind of generally a little bit guarded.
When you look at what they're doing offensively, I guess I'll ask you, they're the only team in the NFL without a passing touchdown of 20 or more yards, which is weird for the Bills. Certainly a team that still gets the big play. Where are they offensively as far as, like, what do you think they're really good at still? And where do you think, like, we know with the Chiefs, you know better than us, where do they still need to be better on offense?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, Dalton Kincaid was kind of a first-round pick in 23, supposed to be this kind of scene stretcher type. That has just not happened. Like, his max, I think, in a game this year is 52 yards. Now he's injured, and his status is very much in doubt for this game. Amari Cooper was acquired. I mean, the Bills were winning, but they still went and did that because they were not getting, like you're saying, the air yards player, the deep threat. And he has barely played. In 4 weeks, he has 5 catches. He's missed the last 2 games. And with him, we're talking about pain tolerance, and it might be a little, there might be some tension when it comes to him at this point. And Keon Coleman is already out for this game. So what are they? They're Mac Hollins, Dawson Knox, Khalil Shakir, who's good for his 6 for 70 every week, never drops a ball, never scores. And then I guess Curtis Samuel. And really, where it starts is mostly James Cook. And I think for this game, what'll be an interesting clue, when the Bills have played Kansas City, always for high stakes, Josh Allen has run a lot, double digits. I think it's like 5 games in a row he's run, including playoffs, for at least 10 times. And that's something the Bills really wouldn't prefer to have happen. But this is maybe where we realize just how high they think the stakes are for this game if Allen runs a lot. You know, if he does, that tells you. If he doesn't, what is it? It's James Cook and, you know, short passes.
When you look at defensively, this is, again, the outsider's perspective. I think they're significantly is relative. I do not think that this is nearly as good of a defense as they've had over the last 3 years. I think there's a drop-off in their level of play, and I think that happens a lot in defenses in the NFL. You see them every week. Is there a drop-off?
Slightly. I've been really impressed. I mean, maybe there is, but they got younger this year, The pass rush is working out. Rousseau has really been good. Von Miller is back. I think that's interesting if the Chiefs have trouble at the edges in this game. I mean, Mahomes always gets the ball out, but hasn't been as easy this year, to say the least, maybe. I think they're vulnerable at linebacker. They won't get Matt Milano back for this game, but he might come back still. Like, what I see is when teams have success against their defense, they're throwing over the middle, they're running between the tackles, and I don't know, like, Kansas City is Kansas City, but is that exactly, I mean, I don't know, running Kareem Hunt doesn't worry me for this game at all. Like, they're so inefficient. The corners for the Bills, Douglas and Benford, have been great. And so, again, this is not like the perfect matchup in Buffalo's case for what they're facing here with, you know, edge wide receivers, boundary receivers, but they've been really strong there. And for the most part, otherwise they've held up.
We were having a bigger picture conversation about Mahomes and Allen. I think these are number one, number two quarterbacks in football. And a fun hypothetical, if Mahomes was in the NFC this entire time and Josh Allen was still in the AFC, what do you think the career accomplishments would be looking like for Allen? How many Super Bowls, MVPs. How many appearances? What do you think it would look like for Allen?
It would have to be better. I don't know if they would have made it or won yet. It's hard to say they would have won a Super Bowl if they've lost to this team in the playoffs, but maybe they would have gone. I think Lamar Jackson is on the same level. And so maybe it's him once, maybe it's Allen once, maybe it's Burrow once. He made it once, obviously. I think it's probably more like that. I think the MVP thing is really fascinating. Jackson, I thought there was no way he would win this year because he's got two, and there's a legacy element to that vote. But he is like almost even money right now with the season. He's having the best season of his career, and you have him playing at Pittsburgh at one, which has been, that's a tough spot. And then these two guys at 425, it'll be interesting to see how the race maybe shakes up a little bit this week.
I'm with you. I think we were discussing this off air that if the Chiefs win, then obviously Mahomes for MVP, Andy for Coach the Reader alive. If they lose, I think both markets are dead for Mahomes and for Andy to win Coach of the Year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if Mahomes goes 22 touchdown passes and 16 picks, but they go 17-0, he wins. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The MVP is always a top team. You know, Jackson won he got 49 out of 50 votes last year. He wasn't bad or anything, but Baltimore was much the best team all season. So, like, that was that. And I feel like, you know, we talk about Allen for this. My problem with the idea going into the year of him winning is the Bills are going to have to win 13 games, and I just didn't see it for this team. But now they're 8-2. And that's very possible. So his chances are probably as good as ever.
Last question I have for you, Mike. At least on the other end, I think a lot of times in these big matchups, the one thing we forget, we talk about quarterbacks, defense, offense, stars, whatever. And we forget to talk about the coaches, the difference between. Where are you in Buffalo right now on the level of coach you guys think Sean McDermott is?
Well, he's done such a great job over the years. I mean, taking a team that had done nothing for so long to this level, he deserves more credit than I think he gets. He's never, by the way, in the Coach of the Year conversation. And you can say what you want about that. But they've had significant changes to the roster this year. Veterans left defensively, like I put it earlier. I think they've held up fine. Injuries, too. I think he deserves much of the credit for that. And, you know, when it comes to Allen, there's really, I don't think, a lot between them. But he's done a very respectable job. He and Reed, of course, are linked back to Philadelphia. And so there's that history, too. But, you know, everybody here is jealous of what the Chiefs have with Mahomes and Reed because Reed is an offensive guy. And that's always the dilemma in Buffalo after these playoff seasons go away. And it's like, when are we going to admit? People say this. I don't really like to. When are we going to admit that the Bills have to have an offensive-minded head coach? If your coordinator really does a great job, he leaves.
Right.
And we'll see if that happens this year, too. But that piece is significant in how people sort of interpret the jobs they do. But for what McDermott's value is in terms of how the defense plays and the, quote, culture of the whole thing here, he gets A's.
Hey, if and when Brian Daboll gets fired from the Giants and Joe Brady gets another job, you guys can just bring back Brian, right?
Problem solved.
I do not think that will happen.
That happened with Matt Nagy. It could happen.
Well, go back and look up the post-game handshake between the Bills and the Giants last year.
That's done, huh? That relationship is soured, you're telling me.
It looked like it.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it, man. It's been fun to talk. I'm sure we'll be checking in January.
Can't wait. I'm already ready for it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.